We were doing the Sefer Amidot, and he had discussed the most basic concept of Yir'ah, that a person should recognize that God is watching over what's going on here, and then the way he behaves will reflect that. And he said this is the level of Yirat Shemayim that is applicable to every person at all times. If you recall, he said there are four types of Yirat Shemayim. And he continues and says on page Kuf Yud Chet, and envision yourself standing before nobles and officers. You know what fear would grip you? You know how your heart would be subservient? Suddenly you talk sweetly. Your voice would be like a whisper coming from underground. And your lips would move so pleasantly. And you wouldn't feel like you have too much to say. You'd feel like your hands were bound. You'd feel like your feet were in shackles. You'd be standing there a little hunched over. And you'd be so careful lest you say something that were improper. You'd be careful not to move a limb out of line, ashaloka mishpata ra'ui, careful not to move in a way that's unfitting. Ve'lo tiftach mosrotehem, and you wouldn't release yourself from these binds, ki machal davar ha'mefik ratzon adonecha, only after you've ensured that you've gained the favor of your master. Aval ha'chefetz lo yimshol b'cha le'ani ha'ivarim kefi chefetz levavcha. You wouldn't find yourself suddenly moving, talking, acting out of control, just behaving the way you feel like it. No, you'd recognize, I better behave myself here. And suddenly you'd think about your every move, your every whisper. That is the fear of heaven that I spoke about. When we speak about the king who's above all, whose glory is so awesome, who understands and knows what's really going on inside a person. Ka'amur, as the verse says, et Hashem lokecha tira, fear Hashem your God, oto ta'avod, serve Him, uvo tidbak, and connect to Him, uvishmot tishaveh, when you take a vow, it should be in His name, hu tilatcha v'elokecha, He is your glory, He is your God. Kalal b'ze kol pratei yirat eved ne'eman. The verse encompasses all the aspects of a trusted servant's fear of his master. A trusted servant, all he thinks about is how he could be faithful in his servant and in his service and his honor of his master. And what does he take pride in? How great his master is. And he only connects the things that his master likes. And his faith is in him and his master. Alken, therefore, he concludes the chapter, he says, Shanes et motnecha, girdle yourself, itietzim kiliotecha, and take counsel with your wisdom, v'achna'u pecha, and soften your tough neck. V'tamot ifnei adonecha b'chovid rosh, and stand before your master with seriousness, beruach necha, with submissiveness, with subservience, bemorech levav, with a soft heart, v'tiyei yirat Hashem al panecha, levilti rum levavcha, and the fear of God should be on your face so that your heart doesn't rise in false pride. Ki eved ata me'avdei adonecha, the truth is, you're a servant among servants of your master, haroe kol matzpunecha, and he sees what you're thinking, v'yispot kol tzadecha, and he has an exact accounting of every footstep. So he concludes the chapter and says, really, we just have to think about it. We have to realize, you talk to a person, he says, I know God's watching. But think for a minute, if you were standing in front of the king, if you were standing in front of someone who you had awe, respect from, I wouldn't say the prime minister, because that doesn't instill fear in us today, but maybe in front of a judge. No, I'm serious, because the prime minister really can't do anything to you legally. Technically, he can't do anything. But what about a judge? Imagine for a minute you're going before a judge. I remember once I got a ticket for driving with bald tires. And I was driving and the car couldn't stay straight in the lane. So they pulled me over. They thought I was drunk. After talking to me for 2 minutes, they realized I wasn't drunk. So they gave me a ticket and they said, if you change your tires by the time the court date comes, tell the judge we said you shouldn't have to pay anything. So I sold the car before the court date came. And I told the judge, they said if I changed the tires, I did better. I did one up on that. But you know what? It struck me. What was the worst thing that would happen? I'd pay a $100 fine for driving with bald tires. Okay. And even so, as they're calling the names, who's next? When my turn came, I suddenly found myself scared. Suddenly I had a hard time getting the words out of my mouth. Now, what? I knew there wasn't a death penalty hanging over my head, but suddenly when you're standing in front of someone who has authority, it has a certain impact. If we'd only imagine that we're standing in front of someone who has authority, someone who realizes everything we do, then we'd behave differently. And that's the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should realize that Hashem is looking over him and Hashem cares about what we do. Part of it is that what we do is important before Hashem. And then we could behave the way we should behave. And part of it is the faithfulness we should have, the way a servant who is proud of his master, who's faithful to his master, behaves with the recognition that I better do what he wants. Let me think what he wants, and let me do that. I would add a point, although it's a little bit off topic from what he's saying, because he's talking about yir'ah, and the example I'm giving is about ahava. But I think that in our day and age, where we don't have servants, so the concept of yir'ah doesn't work that well. I mean, the closest we can get to it is your secretary. Imagine you're the big boss of a company. You have a secretary, so you expect her to do what you want. You don't expect her to be sitting there wasting her time with emails. You don't expect her to be playing games on the internet. You don't expect her to be surfing the web. Well, we're that secretary. God put us here with a job. We're getting paid for it, and we're going to be reprimanded if we don't live up to it. So that's the best example. But okay, let's leave it at that example, because that's closer to Yirat Shemaim. Okay.